This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week from This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have today's stories coming right up. As the crop season progresses, what are the market factors to watch? The senior grain market analyst at Farm Futures, Bryce Knorr, shares his thoughts on market moves for this time of year.
Well, the middle of May is a crucial time for both corn and soybeans. Most years, if we get that corn crop planted, if we make new lows in the middle of May, it's a very negative sign, and growers need to be, I think, much more aggressive if we do get any type of a pop in terms of selling for soybeans. Normally, we keep on rallying. Last year, we did not. So that's a indication that we don't always have to rally.
Bryce advises farmers not to take their eyes off the market while involved in field work, and waiting for a spring rally may not be the best move. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Did you hear about that senior prank in Wisconsin that even the local police department was praising? Cumberland, Wisconsin, where some seniors took the back half of a car and shoved it up against the school outside the principal's office. Then they temporarily blackened the wall to make it look like a hole to have the appearance that the car had crashed into the building. The school was not damaged at all, and the local cops in Cumberland even hailed the stunt as one of the best senior pranks they've seen. It does make you wonder, doesn't it, about what the other senior classes have done. There's a bill awaiting the signature of the governor of Missouri that would not allow marriages of anyone 15 or younger. Missouri has had what some people call the most lenient law of the land for child marriages, even younger than 15, with a judge's approval. Critics of the bill passed last week say it doesn't go far enough, that the threshold of age 16 isn't high enough. They maintain that it still leaves 16 and 17-year-olds open to the abuse, poverty, helplessness, a lack of education, and exploitation that can exist in child marriages. From This Week in Agribusiness, I might have imagined it, but it seemed as though the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson, might have been gloating just a little bit after that Republican bid to pass a farm bill went down in defeat Friday. Peterson said, "Sure, come to me. We'll sit back down. We'll try to work this out. There are changes we can make to food stamps." Peterson said, "If they'll listen to me, I can deliver a lot of Democrats for this bill. If they'll listen to me, and that's up to them, the ball's in their court," Peterson added. By the way, according to Colin Peterson, he and the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Texas Congressman Mike Conaway, hadn't spoken for 5 weeks until last week. Partly personal today, my wife just returned this weekend from visiting some of our friends badly injured in a car wreck last week with nearly life-threatening injuries. A man who police say was driving drunk plowed into the back of their car, stopped for a construction zone. Reports from some areas of our region indicate this is getting worse, that there is more impaired driving. It's one of those things we absolutely need to do something about. Maybe it's just me. My list seems to be getting longer of things we need to do something about. That's today's Midwest Digest. Brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.